AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As he announces more progress in the nation's vaccination push, President Biden says the numbers are proof the shots work. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says 300 million doses have been administered during his first 150 days in office. Nearly 43% of the population's now fully vaccinated.
Deaths and hospitalizations are drastically down in places where people are getting vaccinated.
But he says some areas with lower vaccination rates are seeing more cases and deaths.
How are you doing? Is this your first time?
At Atlanta's historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, Vice President Harris watched people get vaccines and urged others to follow.
We together have the power to end this pandemic.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A new AP NORC poll shows some people are feeling the lifting of virus restrictions may be happening too quickly. Tourist Alicia Walter in Washington, D.C. still uses a mask.
I think I'm getting a little more comfortable. It's a weird feeling, but I'm getting more comfortable. It's nice to see people's faces again.
34% of Americans think restrictions in their area have been lifted too quickly. Juneteenth celebrations in Mississippi and Alabama are being postponed. A disorganized storm system carrying tropical storm force winds churned through the Gulf of Mexico. John Cangelosi at the National Hurricane Center says the big story here is rain.
If you're in a place that doesn't flood terribly, just stay indoors. If you're in a major flood zone, then maybe go somewhere a little safer.
A tropical storm warning is in effect for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. Police in Phoenix believe they have a suspect who opened fire on vehicles and pedestrians for about 90 minutes across the city, leaving one person dead, dozens others injured. Four people in all were shot. Investors are still recalibrating their moves. Big losses today. The Dow lost 533 points. This is AP News. North Korea's leader is vowing to be ready for confrontation with the U.S.
State media says Kim Jong-un has ordered his government to be prepared for both dialogue and confrontation with the Biden administration, but more for confrontation days after the U.S. and others urged the North to abandon its nuclear program and return to talks. Some experts say Kim's statement indicates he'll likely push to strengthen his nuclear arsenal and increase pressure on Washington to give up what North Korea considers a hostile policy toward the North, though he'll also prepare for talks to resume. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A new RAND Corporation study says female soldiers at Army bases in Texas, Colorado, Kansas, and Kentucky face a greater risk of sexual assault and harassment than those at other posts, accounting for more than a third of all active duty Army women sexually assaulted in 2018. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.